This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve meets tomorrow to talk about when is the right time to raise interest rates to keep the economy from overheating. But as Tim Fitzsimmons reports, new data indicate that inflationary pressure is still quite low, which might mean even more time can pass before borrowing gets more expensive.
The Fed would hike interest rates to pull in the reins on a strong economy. Higher interest rates would slow inflation. But the thing is, there's not much inflation to slow. One indicator of that is the Producers Price Index. Scott Sager is an economist who works on the index.
Essentially, it's measuring the price of products after they're produced, regardless of who they're sold to. So a company produces a product, and they may sell it to a wholesaler, to a retailer, to the public. We're capturing that first price.
So when the PPI dropped unexpectedly on Friday, economists took note. Jeremy Siegel, a professor at the Wharton School of Business at Penn, says that a rise in the PPI would cause inflationary pressure.
Because if they are experiencing rising costs of the things that they buy, they're going to have to pass that on to the consumer, and then we're going to see it in the all-important consumer price index maybe a month or two down the road.
So if there's not much inflation, there's one fewer reason for the Fed to hike interest rates. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.